Ocean Institute provides camp for Ukrainian refugees. Dana Point, California. Gregory Hardy, 8, once had a passion for shipwrecks, especially the Titanic. Now he is worried more about the friends he left back in Ukraine as the conflict with Russia continues. His mother, Nadia Hardy, hopes an upcoming camp for Ukrainian refugee children offered by the Ocean Institute at Dana Point, California, can help her son get back to thinking about ships and having fun, instead of geopolitics. "I hope this will return him to being a kid again," Nadia Hardy said. The nonprofit Ocean Education Center will host about 40 Ukrainian refugee children at a summer Sea Explorer camp where they can go out onto a research vessel, the Sea Explorer, spend time in laboratories, and pan for gold, among other activities. The scholarship program is so popular, they had to pause taking in applications, according to the Institute's president and CEO Wendy Marshall. So far, the Institute has spent about $24,000 on the program, translating paperwork and safety speeches for the boat, Marshall told the Epoch Times. Beyond the team building and maritime experiences, Marshall said she hoped the children will also see how much people care about them. "I don't know if they'll learn this directly, but there are people who really care and open their arms and welcome them," Marshall said. She challenged other nonprofits to find ways they could help the Ukrainian community. "It's pretty heartwarming," Marshall said about the response to the program. "I hope other nonprofits will think about what role they can play." The Hardys' host, Susie Campbell in Laguna Beach, California, came up with the camp idea and called the Ocean Institute. She texted Marshall and they developed a plan together. Gregory Hardy and his mother left Ukraine for the United States just before the war began at the end of February. They expected to be in America for 6 months, but the conflict continued and they applied for protected status as refugees. "It was obvious the war would happen," Nadia Hardy said. "I could not risk myself." Even though they went through stressful times, leaving everything they owned behind, the relocation was a fun experience for the young boy at the time because he didn't realize they were running from war, Nadia Hardy said. But since then, the boy has heard about the conflict back home. Now the third grader focuses on geopolitical news and the history of the world and America, instead of shipwrecks, his mother said. He worries about his friends in Ukraine, Nadia Hardy said. He found answers in his own way, and that's why he digs deep into geopolitics and history, which is too much for an 8-year-old, in my opinion. At the camp, Gregory Hardy will be able to connect to other children and translate for them. "My son is a cheerful, loving and happy boy who speaks English, so for him it's easy," Nadia Hardy said. "I can imagine there will be other kids who are exhausted, tired, scared, and don't understand the language. Even in the worst situation, it will be a new experience." She is grateful for this opportunity, she said. The Department of Homeland Security Citizens and Immigration Services opened its Uniting for Ukraine program in April to create a pathway for up to 100,000 Ukrainian citizens and their families to come to the U.S. and stay for up to 2 years. Orange County resident Oksana Pashko, who helps administer a Facebook group for Ukrainians in Orange County, has seen the group grow 4 times larger as the local community expands, she told the Epoch Times. The Ocean Institute asked if Pashko could post the camp information and they received an overwhelming response, she said. "The camp is a good way to keep the children connected and allow them to speak their own language, especially for those who are traumatized by the war," Pashko said. "They are refugees from an active war zone," Pashko said. "They've lived through an invasion with their cities being bombed and invaded. They were making their way through Europe for weeks and months sometimes. Definitely, they do need a lot of support here," she said. The group will also host a community day August 21 for Ukrainian refugees, their host families, and supporters.